Authorities in San Francisco are bracing for a rally tomorrow afternoon by right-wing supporters of President Trump and the potential for clashes with anti-Trump counter-protesters. Demonstrators won't be allowed to carry weapons or pepper spray. Helmets and shields aren't permitted either. Cars have been banned near the protest zone. The precautions are a response to recent violence at other demonstrations. As NPR's Martin Kosty reports, local police departments around the country are struggling to balance public safety with free speech.
If you're a police commander handling a big demonstration, your hardest call is deciding when to do this.
Okay, there goes the tear gas canister.
That's my colleague Kirk Ziegler reporting from Phoenix on Tuesday night as the police use tear gas, flashbangs, and other methods to clear a crowd of anti-Trump protesters.
Okay, people are just screaming and running away right now.
I myself was struck just above the eye by a pepper ball round.
Ed McGuire was also there. He's a criminology professor from Arizona State University who studies exactly this, how police handle demonstrators. He says the Phoenix cops were pretty restrained until violence by a few people caused them to shut the whole thing down. It was an overreaction, he says. It's better when cops target only the troublemakers.
You're cutting off the actual people who are engaged in the destructive behavior, pulling them out of there, and allowing the protest to go on, as the First Amendment allows for.
But given the national shock over the recent violence in Charlottesville, he says he understands that police are feeling pressure to err on the side of caution. The former police chief of Seattle, Norm Stamper, recalls the difficulty of balancing public safety with free speech.
Part of it is a guessing game, and the best you can do under those circumstances, obviously, is to guess right.
He says he guessed wrong back in 1999 during the notorious Battle for Seattle anti-globalization protests. He used tear gas to clear intersections, something that he now has come to regret. But he says that people do have to understand that police make these guesses, or gambles, as he also calls them, often based on previous incidents elsewhere in the country.
One of the things that police chiefs are contemplating these days in their private moments is the punchline, the way that news media, for example, have summed up Charlottesville, Phoenix, Seattle. And they're asking themselves, okay, what did they do? What did they not do that led to this outcome?
For instance, Phoenix police may have cracked down because police in Charlottesville had been seen as too hands-off. But Charlottesville's restraint came after the cops there had been criticized for being too heavy-handed at an earlier demonstration. One tactic that's definitely catching on, though, for most departments is separation. When there are two opposing sides of protesters, the police now make sure to keep them apart. Joey Gibson has been holding right-wing Patriot Prayer rallies, as he calls them, up and down the West Coast for the last few months. He's behind the one planned for San Francisco tomorrow, and he's definitely noticed this new trend toward separation.
It's a fine balance. One of the biggest problems is if the police just bring in a whole bunch of police and just keep everyone separated from the very beginning, then it just turns into a yelling match and nothing gets resolved.
Gibson believes it's still possible for opposing groups of protesters to exchange ideas peacefully. But right now, that optimism of his is not shared by the police. Martin Kosty, NPR News.